Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 3. The purifier's work. Well, we've been told, have we not, that Christ, when he comes, this is what Malachi is saying here, God through Malachi chapter 3 verse 3, he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. So what is the purifier's work? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? He's a purifier. We're speaking about Christ. We're speaking about the gospel. We're speaking about the new covenant. We're speaking about the Spirit. We're not speaking about the Mosaic covenant. We're not speaking about Solomon and all that. No. He is, as a refiner and purifier of silver, that is Christ, he will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. This is not Mosaic. This is not Solomon's kingdom, no. Read the letter to the Hebrews. The old covenant, Christ has fulfilled it and rendered it obsolete. Matthew 5, 17 to 21. This is not the literal Levites. This is something different. It's in the new covenant. The shadows have given way to the reality. It's old covenant language, I quite agree. But it's new covenant reality. And what we're talking about here, to cut it short, is the priesthood of all believers. Christ will sit as a refiner or purifier and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites. In a picture form, that's the old covenant, yes, but in reality, he takes believers. He takes dead sinners, in fact, and makes them believers. And having made them believers, they are priests, and he purifies them. A purified, holy, refined, precious priesthood. This is what every believer belongs to. This is the wonder of Hebrews. No wonder Hebrews is so very strong. About what? Never go back to the inferior or lesser covenant. It had its time, it has its purpose, it had its purpose, but that purpose is fulfilled, Galatians 3. That is over now. Christ has come. The shadows have given away to the full light of Christ. So we stick with the reality. We stick with Christ. And whether we're sinners or saints, Christ is all. He takes sinners and makes them into saints. For he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. Unbeliever, this is what I want for you. I give these addresses, I write these books, I give these tracts, whatever it is. What for? Why? That many sinners might be saved. What do I mean by that? Taken from Adam and brought into Christ. Taken from death and brought into life. Purified. Belonging to the holy kingdom of priests. Kings and priests under Christ. Reigning with him and worshipping through him. Christ came into the world, went outside the camp, what, that he might suffer for the people. What to do? To sanctify a people and to separate them unto God. Hebrews 13, 12. Hebrews 12, 14, holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. And Christ has made his people holy. As Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 2, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who has called you out of darkness, called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Once you didn't belong, but now you're part of the precious purified priesthood. Therefore, verse 11 of chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, as priests unto God, he's saying, abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they may accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. That's why Christ came. That's why he sits as a refiner and purifier of silver. Believer, Christ has purified you so that you belong to his royal priesthood. Live as a priest, as a king. May we do so. And unbeliever, oh, that you would be brought from degradation and sin into the royal priesthood of Christ. May he refine and purify you by his precious blood. He shed his blood that he might sanctify the people. Hebrews 13:12. May he sanctify you, wash you, redeem you by his precious blood. Amen.